Shots are fired. Men all around drop dead. A suave man with piercing blue eyes and a suit steps out from behind the shadows. Who else could it possibly be than the infamous James Bond? The newest film in the James Bond franchise, Skyfall, will have you sitting on the edge of your seat and absorbing every word that the actors say. It's that good. In Skyfall, James Bond is played by British actor Daniel Craig. Craig brings a certain level of sophistication and uniqueness that is not present in the past Bond films. He takes the James Bond trademark of staying calm while others would typically panic to a new and very impressive level. At one point in the movie, in the midst of man-on-man fight on top of a moving train, after one of many gasp-worthy falls, James stands up, straightens his shirt, and fixes his cufflinks. He then proceeds to beat the pulp out of the man he's after. His voice has very little expression, but that brings on the suspense, because there are no overdramatic qualities in his speech. At some points, I actually found myself getting chills at his short, cunning comebacks. Now, I know that Daniel Craig isn't the youngest guy on the market, but he's not all that sore on the eyes either. A good-looking actor never hurt anybody. While watching Taylor Lautner or Zac Efron on screen is preferable, I was quite content with Craig's performance. The plot of the film is like that of most spy-slash-action movies. Super, super confusing. And to pile on some more confusion, the actual film is 2.5 hours long. So just when you think everything is over and resolved, there's still about 1.5 hours left to go. While the actual mission is explained early on in the movie, I didn't fully comprehend it until much later. So pay attention.
Three months ago, you lost the drive containing the identity of every agent embedded in terrorist organizations across the globe.
007 reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death.
I only have one question.
Why not stay dead? There's no shame in saying you've lost a step.
Q.
007.
I want to meet your employer.
How much do you know about fear?
All there is.
Well, not like this. Not like him.
Just look at you. Chasing spies. England. MI6.
The two survivors. This is what she made us.
Everybody needs a hobby.
So what's yours?
Resurrection.
Almost immediately following the start of the movie, a series of events leads to James being supposedly dead after being shot. After he comes out of hiding, he begins to fall apart. As an audience, we watch as James, who is characterized by his composure, charm, and refinement, begin to unravel into an alcohol-dependent, unshaven mess with bloodshot eyes. He loses his title of being one of the best spies and refuses to believe that he isn't just as good as he once was. His struggle to get back on top was an uphill battle, and I found myself rooting for him to succeed. The villain in this movie, a strange and very creepy man named Silva, played by Javier Bardem, did an exceptional job of basically just being weird. Not the annoying kind of weird, though, the disturbing psychopath kind of weird. Throughout the movie, he keeps his hair slicked back, he wears suits, and he's just all over a pretty snazzy guy. But as the movie continues, you see him begin to unravel as well. By the end of the movie, he's no longer the smooth operator you first see. He turns into a completely mad and desperate terrorist in a trench coat. There are so many aspects that go into action thrillers. I was really, really impressed about how the dialogue, the storyline, and the characters all traveled hand in hand throughout the film to make the story come together for a truly thrilling, suspenseful, and fun experience.